Welcome back to Motherhood Unfiltered, the podcast that brings you unfiltered conversations about the joys, challenges, and everything in between when it comes to being a mom. I'm your host, Shani, and today's episode is one that hits close to home for many new moms: postpartum hair loss. We'll be unraveling the strands of this uncommon, yet often surprising aspect of motherhood. So, as usual, grab a cup of whatever keeps you going, find a cozy spot, and let's dive into the unfiltered world of Motherhood Unfiltered. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me for yet another episode of Motherhood Unfiltered, the podcast where we dive deep into the raw and real experiences of motherhood. I'm your host, Shani Grant, and in today's episode, we'll be discussing a topic that many new moms can relate to, and this is postpartum hair loss. Now, how many of you can relate to, you know, being in the pregnancy phase and your hair is just blossoming, I don't know what happened there, and you know your hair is just flourishing throughout the pregnancy phase, and then after pregnancy your hair starts to shed uncontrollably. Now, this is known as postpartum hair loss. Now, before we get into the details, let's define postpartum hair loss. So, postpartum hair loss is a common condition that occurs about 3 months after childbirth and can last up to 6 months. It's a temporary phase where hormonal changes during pregnancy and childbirth cause increased shedding, leading to noticeable hair loss. Now, to understand postpartum hair loss, let's briefly explore how hair grows. Now, hair goes through three phases: the active growth phase, anagen, a transitional phase, catagen, and a resting phase, telogen, where hair falls out. Postpartum hair loss is often referred to as telogen effluvium, where pregnancy hormones cause a sudden shift of many hairs from the growing phase to the resting phase. So why does postpartum hair loss occur? Now, changes in estrogen levels during and after pregnancy play a significant role. The shedding is normal, and while you may lose more than 100 hairs daily, it's temporary, usually lasting less than 6 months. Your hair should regain its fullness by your child's first birthday. Now, is postpartum hair loss prevalent among women? Most people notice some degree of hair loss after childbirth. The main signs include finding more loose hair than usual on your brush, pillow, or shower floor. Now, while there's no specific treatment for postpartum hair loss, there are steps to help your hair feel fuller and prevent further loss. Choose volumizing shampoos, be gentle when washing and combing, and consider different hairstyles, a healthy diet, and discussing vitamin supplements with your provider can also support your hair growth. Now, let me share a little bit about my experience with postpartum hair loss. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, you know, you're going through that phase in your pregnancy where your hair is just flourishing. I mean, you don't even see your hair flourishing that much, you know, before pregnancy. But I'm telling you, during that phase, it goes through, I don't know, something happens, you know, that really changes how your hair looks. It's fuller, it's shinier. I mean, it just looks amazing during the pregnancy phase. I explained the three phases that your hair goes through. So this is the phase where your hair, you know, is growing and doing well. So I vividly remember how my hair, once thick, took a dramatic turn after giving birth. And let me tell you something, it was truly a depressing time for me when I just saw my hair falling out and there was nothing I could do to stop the shedding, right? Before this, I had no knowledge. I had not much knowledge of what postpartum hair loss was, or that there even was a thing known as postpartum hair loss. But once again, as I told you, I started to use my researching skills. I was, you know, on Google, on YouTube, just researching about what was happening to my body, because I literally thought that I was sick, because this to me was, you know, very abnormal. And so I did my research. After doing, you know, research for a couple of hours, I found out that there was something known as postpartum hair loss, started to read up on it, how to prevent it, and so on and so forth. Now, there's nothing really that you can do to prevent postpartum hair loss. It's something that a lot of mothers, new mothers, go through. And it's something that it's just a phase that you have to go through. And, you know, eventually, after a couple of months, it should improve. So for me personally, my postpartum hair loss started to improve around about 7 to 8 months postpartum. For some, the period is shorter, and for some it's longer, but mine was, you know, around that time. And you know, of course I was relieved when, you know, less hair was falling out. So it goes through a gradual phase, really. So it doesn't immediately stop shedding. Gradually you see, you know, the amount of hair that you're losing start to slow down, and you know, and all of that, and you start to, it takes a couple months before you start to see that hair filling back out. So for me personally, I lost all of my hairline, and I already had thin edges. So can you just imagine how I looked, how crazy I looked when, you know, I lost all my hairline and all of that. But thankfully, you know, it came back around, as I said, 7 to 8 months postpartum. So if you're going through that, if you're a new mom and it's something that you're experiencing, it's completely normal. Don't worry, it's completely normal. Your hair will grow back, and you know, everything, all will be well. So just to give you a little bit more information on postpartum hair loss, how to manage it, how to treat it, and concerns about your baby. Now, while there is no specific treatment for postpartum hair loss, there are steps to help your hair feel fuller and prevent further loss. So I started to say this, so you use volumizing shampoos, be gentle when washing and combing, and considering different hairstyles. You know, I mentioned a healthy diet, you know, changing your diet, drinking a lot of water, taking your supplements. So that's another thing that I learned as well. Do not immediately stop your prenatal supplements. Continue to take your prenatal supplements even after birth. All right, very important. So you're still getting the nutrients from it. The baby is still getting the nutrients from it and all of that, and it's really going to help with your postpartum hair loss. Another thing is, you know, for us as Black women especially, there's a lot that goes into our hair care, you know, as opposed to other races. And so it's important for us to continue our normal routine, you know, ensure to deep condition your hair, ensure to, you know, use your oils and all of that. That also helps to reduce the amount of loss that you experience. All right, so make sure that you're taking care of your hair. Hairstyles, you know, you may have to start, you may have to use less tension on your hair. Now, all of these things that I'm telling you, I'm not a medical professional. Please note, I'm not a medical professional. However, you know, personal experiences and lots of research. That's why I'm able to give you this information. Hopefully I can get a medical professional on here to confirm this information. But yes, so you wigs and hairstyles like those may put tension on your hair as well, especially when you use the when you put in the wigs that have combs in it, it may, you know, contribute to further breakage and hair loss. Braids and hairstyles like those also contribute to further hair loss during that time. I can give you my personal experience with that. I put braids in my hair after I had, you know, my baby. This is before the research and all of that. But when I took out the braids, that was the first time I really noticed the postpartum hair loss, because my hair was coming out in droves. And when I say it was crazy, the shedding was crazy. My hair was falling out with every touch. So braids don't do a lot for your hair at that time. Sometimes you may have to cut your hair. Unfortunately, sometimes that's the only thing that can save it, and that's something that I had to do. I didn't do a drastic haircut, but I, you know, gradually cut my hair, because what happened is that I experienced, because of the breakage, it was very uneven. I had a lot of split ends and all of that, and so unfortunately I had to cut my hair, but I assure you that it grows back. All right, so concerns about the baby. A common concern is whether postpartum hair loss affects your baby. Now, I can assure you ladies that the answer is no, but please beware of a rare occurrence called a hair tourniquet, where fallen hair wraps around your baby's body parts. Now, if you notice this, take the necessary steps to avoid pain or any impact on blood supply. You know how tiny those baby fingers and toes are, so be mindful of this. Now, if you continue to lose hair for more than 6 months, as I said, mine went for, you know, 7 to 8, the shedding slowed down towards the 6 month, so it's pretty normal. So if you go beyond that, it's essential for you to consult your healthcare provider. Other underlying conditions such as iron deficiency or thyroid disease might be contributing. So do be sure to, you know, consult with your healthcare provider if it gets to that point. This was a fairly long episode, I think. A lot of talking there, a lot of information, but I do hope that it did help someone. I do hope that, you know, you would have gained some knowledge from this, and, you know, that it will be helpful to maybe someone who is considering, you know, becoming a mom, or might be at that stage where, you know, you're about to give birth. You know, so this is something for you to look out for, and for mothers who have gone through it and, you know, are currently going through it, is something that you can relate to. And you may not know what's happening to you, and so I'm here to assure you that this is just yet another thing that happens in the journey of motherhood. It's completely normal, and you will be okay. All right, so take comfort in that. Now, this is where I ended this episode. So I just want to say to all the moms out there navigating postpartum hair loss, remember, you're not alone. It's a normal part of the journey, and while it may be challenging, the right products and hairstyles can make a difference. By your baby's first birthday, your hair should be on its way to recovery. Stay strong, moms. Until next time, we're out.